This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paul Stanley, dead at the age of 52. COVID took him. A lot of people mourning his death. Did you ever see Kiss? Boy, that was a group that could sustain it, and that was a very good song from Kiss. I did see them. I had a cousin, a little cousin, who wanted to go see him, and I took him when I think I was 17, because I could drive. And Francis Stuber, the long-time guitar tech for Paul Stanley, has died because of COVID-19. So Stanley shared the news of Stuber's passing on his Twitter account. So I think I confused that. I want to make sure I don't confuse people. That is who died, not Paul Stanley. It's his longtime guitar tech. And he wrote, "My dear friend, buddy, and guitar tech for 20 years, who's very famous, died suddenly because of COVID." So he said, "Both on and off stage, I depended on him for so much. My family loved him. He was so proud of his wife and three boys as they were of him. I'm numb." So Paul Stanley, again, not to confuse everyone, he put that out all over the place. He said he died suddenly of COVID. It was a shocker. It wasn't anything anybody expected. The band and the crew operated in a bubble independently to safeguard everyone as much as possible at each show and in between shows. And they had a safety protocol situation on staff full time to make sure everyone is closely following all the CDC guidelines. And Kiss is next scheduled to perform on the Kiss Cruise X that starts on October 29th. And he was a very big part of what they did. You know, guitar techs are everything when you're constantly on and off these stages. So he was the other side of the mirror, so to speak, of Paul Stanley. So a real shocker at that young age. And it goes to what I said in the beginning of the last hour, that, you know, COVID just knows no boundaries. You know, who knows where it spreads, what happens next, et cetera, because we've been living under this umbrella of this pandemic for so long. You know, 18, 19 months, we're headed into that territory where once we flip to the new year, we're going into 2 years of this. And I've started having these conversations about, did you ever think that this was going to trend this long? And I would have to say, no, I thought we were going to start to see the proverbial light at the end of the tunnel. So my name is Kate Delaney. Thanks so much for joining us here on the show. Whether you've been with us many times before or this is the first time for you. A big reminder here at the top, because we like to have fun on the show, right? We got to lighten the load, the mood. We want to give away some prizes. Nail the Score is coming up on our Wednesday show, our next show. First hour, last segment. I picked the game of the week in the NFL. You call in or send me an email and weigh in as to who you think is going to win and what the final score is going to be. You don't have to know anything about football. It's like bingo, only you don't have to pay for a bingo card. How about that? A couple of things to catch you up on. One of them is Steve Bannon and what's happening with Bannon. The House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol formally approved holding Steve Bannon, one of the former allies, closest allies of President Donald Trump, in contempt of Congress. So they've got a big House vote later this week. They announced that the full House would vote on the criminal contempt report. What does that mean? I think it's just a threat to get Steve Bannon to cooperate with the panel's investigation, saying that he's isolated because other witnesses are working with the panel, and they know that Bannon was close to the president, so if anybody knows anything, it would be him, because the accusations are that Bannon knows how the January 6th explosion at the Capitol happened. In other words, the destruction, going after Pelosi or Pence or whoever was there. And the thought of the panel is that, right? Technically, jail time and maybe up to 12 months in prison. He's not doing any jail time. That would be a shocker if that happened. One of the things Liz Cheney said is that Bannon has significant knowledge of the planning around the attack, and they want him to cooperate. They expect him to cooperate, and that he has an important role in flushing that out. And one of the things that was said is that the American people are entitled to Mr. Bannon's firsthand testimony about all the relevant facts, but he's refusing to provide it. I don't think he provides it. I don't think that that will happen. This is just going to play out how it's going to play out. And if they have a full House vote, they can certify the report, all of that, and then it goes before a grand jury. And it sounds, the referral sounds certainly big. I think this is just to try to shake Bannon, to see if they could shake Bannon. And it could take years. I mean, look, a criminal contempt, a prosecution would be years. And usually they get derailed because of acquittals or appeals. So this, to me, is just to grab at Bannon to see if he's going to blink and say anything. Is he going to cooperate with the committee? Is he going to answer questions? And I don't think so. Right? I don't think he's going to answer questions. I think that this is just going to play out as it's face value, that they're going to take the vote, and we'll see where it goes from there. But I don't believe so, because the underlying theme here is, what did President Trump know, and what does Bannon know about what happened? That's it. I mean, that's pretty much what they want to pull out of this. But I do not believe they're going to pull that out of Bannon, no matter what he believes or knows or discussed. Absolutely no way is that going to happen. All right, I want to give you the payoff, so to speak, for the Haiti gang that kidnapped the Americans and Canadian missionaries. They want $17 million in ransom. It's always somewhere in the millions, right? This is a sad story. 16 American citizens. I didn't even know initially when that story came out that it was 16, but 16, one Canadian. They were kidnapped by the 400 Mwazu gang after going to an orphanage in a northeast suburb of the capital over the weekend. And this is happening all over the place. Because, look, you got political instability, the assassination of the president, you have lack of health care, severe poverty, all of that. So, yeah, there's tons of kidnapping. $17 million for this Ohio-based Christian aid ministry. The people from there, 5 children, including an 8-month-old baby, and other children, 3, 6, 13, and 15. Imagine how scared they are while all this unfolds. Taking you to the UK next.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
So I'm taking you 40 miles north of London. I want you to picture that in your mind. And there's a wonderful writer. Her name is Patricia Mann. And she's written several books. And in fact, she's working on another novel, I'm certain, as we speak, which is very exciting because she is a good storyteller. You know, it's with a novel, that's what you want. You want a good story, and she really brings her stories to life. And there's a reason, because of, I think, some of her influences. And Gordon is stepping in, of course, and we're thrilled to have him, her husband, to talk about Patricia and her work and to bring these books to life. So, Gordon, thank you so much for jumping in, you know, grabbing the mantle and doing that. And I love, I just picture the two of you chatting over tea, and I think of the years together as you gave me a little bit of your background being the IT guy. I wish I had you here with me because you can help with all the IT problems. But I'm so happy that you're here to talk about Patricia's work. So tell me what, and the listeners, of course, what really influenced Patricia? What got her writing?
Well, she was very interested in Thomas Hardy novels and poems, and from a very early age loved them. And we had the chance to move to Dorset in England, to Thomas Hardy country, and walking about in the Thomas Hardy country, looking at the places he mentions in his novels, and she began to wonder what would happen to some of his characters. And she was inspired to say, well, I'll write about them.
And what's so interesting is she writes about the characters. It is the characters. That's why I think the storytelling is so strong, but also the positions that they're in. So if we start with Weatherbury Farm, for example,
yes.
Tell us about Weatherbury Farm and what's that all about?
It's about Gabriel Oak and Bathsheba Everdeen. At the end of the Far From the Madding Crowd, they marry, and this book carries on. They've got two children, and it's about the trials and tribulations of family life, which, as usual, is very similar to modern life. it's also about the rise of education for farm labourers. Yes, that's it, really.
Yeah, and it's interesting because you said something to me I thought that was so profound and true that I see that in the United States, but I've spent some time in England and Ireland, and I would agree. You talk about the country farm life that people think it's so remote, so different than what we do outside of the city, but it's still about the family, isn't it?
That's right. Yes, it is. No different, really.
Yeah,
just living in a different place.
Yeah, absolutely. The setting's different. Okay, how about this? Tell me about her next book, the D'Urberville Inheritance, and what that's about.
That's a follow-on from Tess of the D'Urbervilles. At the end of Tess of the D'Urbervilles, Tess is hung for murder, and she asks her husband, before she dies, to marry her sister, which he does in Pat's book. And this is about what happens between them after Tess's death.
Well, that could be quite interesting.
Yes. Yeah.
Right? Absolutely. And that's it. It's the relationships between them, like you're talking about, that Pat writes about, where you have sisters and then one's hung for murder. And what is that like? And going through that experience and then moving forward. And then we come to another book that she's written. And this takes us down that, again, that story lane. And it's called A Claim to Kin.
That's right.
Tell us about that.
Well, some of the characters in A Weatherbury, and they also appear in the other book, and it tells a story of how they came to be and what they do before and after they get involved with the Oaks at Weatherbury. It's a story, but it's a little bit like Downton Abbey, as you say. It's about the rich and the elite, but also about the poor. It's a very mixed book, if you like.
Yeah, and I like that thinking of Downton Abbey, as many Americans listening, I mean, we have people listening around the world can relate to, and certainly people in England and Ireland and all over the place, again, learning the characters and the differences between all of them, which I think is brilliant, actually, to put them, because that's what happens sometimes. You come out of a book and you wish you knew that character, you wish you knew their background, and we don't get that. It's almost like an actor when they get a play or they get a movie script, and they only know so much about that character that they're bringing to life. So Pat really brings them to life in A Claim to Kin, for sure. And you and I talked about what she would hope that people would take away from reading her books, which, of course, you can get all of them on Amazon and wherever books are sold. But what would she like people to walk away with when they sit down and read one of her books?
I think, obviously, to be entertained and enjoy it, but also I think that life is very much the same today as it was then, you know.
Exactly.
Nothing changes much, yeah.
Yeah, it's like that infinity circle that goes around. And she is working on she's getting ready to work on some other things, right?
Yes, it's very much in the embryo stage. It will be a follow-up to one of her own books, which is The D'Urberville Inheritance. She follows on the main character. As I say, it's in the embryo stage at the moment, so just ideas floating about.
Well, we have to start somewhere. You must be very proud of hers. Are you incredibly proud of her?
Oh, yes, very.
Yeah. You know, when you have a partner and a spouse, and then they say they're going to do something, and then she sat down and she really did it. I mean, she had the – I think she was inspired by, as you said in the very beginning of this, and I asked you, by Thomas Hardy.
That's right, yes. A great author.
Yes, an amazing author, and what a way with words. And she has that gift, too, as well. Gordon, thank you so much for coming on to talk about Patricia Mann's books. And they're wonderful. Like I said, you can pick them up wherever great books are sold. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Kate. Thanks for having me.
All right, so as we get ready to toss it to, an incredible singer who now is getting ready for more appearances, and now that the world in some cases is opening up, a guy named Matt Goss. I wanted you to hear a conversation I had with him during COVID. He's a singer, songwriter, musician. He's in the United States, and he's got just an incredible voice. And he is, you know, somebody who's sought after for all kinds of appearances and, again, concerts and et cetera. And he's got a new album because lockdown gave him the time, and he talked to me about this, to have that break from live performance and the chance to write an album, which he thinks will take him pretty far, and I think so too. I mean, he was doing about 120 shows a year in Vegas, and he said he thought he was becoming a little fatigued, though, vocally, et cetera. So he didn't wish the pandemic on anyone, including himself, but he says that it gave him time to work on this new album that he has while he was being holed up. And I think it's a winner all the way around. And he, again, is going to be asked to perform, and has been asked to perform in all kinds of amazing places. And he's his music is inspired by, like, Mick Jagger and Tony Bennett and David Bowie and, you know, some of these amazing singers. So The Beautiful Unknown will be released in February of 2022, and the new single is out now. It's called Somewhere to Fall. So you'll hear his conversation with me next, where he talks about having the time that he normally doesn't get to really just focus on being able to write the music, pull it all together, and pull together this, you know, new collection of hits that I believe he'll have for sure. And just to recap some of the top stories we were talking about here, I think one of the big takeaways from the day was Neil Cavuta testing positive for COVID-19 and saying he urges the vaccine for everyone because he had these medical conditions that probably would have led to him not making it, as he says. And he's convinced that if he hadn't had the vaccine, he would be in such a dire, dire situation. And he is spreading the news. And I agree with Neil Cavuta, because I've seen too many people, unfortunately, have complications that they couldn't come back from when they got COVID-19. And Paul Stanley's guitar tech from Kiss, who had been with him forever, dying of COVID at the age of 52. All right, Matt Goss, our conversation during the pandemic, coming up next.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Steve Bannon is being referred to the U.S. Justice Department for contempt of Congress. The House Select Committee investigating the January Capitol riot voting unanimously on Tuesday evening after Bannon refused to comply with their subpoena.
The plain fact here is that Mr. Bannon has no legal right to ignore the committee's lawful subpoena.
That's Wyoming Representative Liz Cheney, a co-chair of the panel, and another co-chair, Bernie Thompson, called Bannon isolated in his refusal to cooperate. Actress Alyssa Milano is among a group of protesters rallying over voting rights who were arrested in Washington hours ago ahead of a vote set for tomorrow on voting rights legislation. Milano tweeting about her arrest saying she was advocating for equal voting rights and constitutional liberty. And this is USA Radio News.
There are no deaths after a Southeast Texas jet crash.
This is a good day. This is actually a day of celebration for a lot of people.
Texas Department of Public Safety Sergeant Stephen Woodard saying 21 people, including at least one child, were on board the plane that went down in a field today about a half hour west of Houston. Sergeant Woodard continues by saying there's still plenty of investigating to do.
We're not sure really why it caught on fire. Not sure if it was because it hit the structure, but we are waiting on the FAA, and they're going to be able to give us more information.
According to AAA, the price for a regular gallon of gasoline jumped again Monday. It's now up to $3.34 a gallon. Texas has the nation's least expensive gas with a statewide average of $2.97, while California drivers, to no surprise of many, are shelling out the most at $4.50 a gallon on average. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
It's not too late. It's not too late.
And headline the world famous Wembley Stadium. I mentioned this before because, you know, I'm a numbers person. They performed to a crowd of more than 77,000 fans. I mean, his resume would blow you away with all kinds of eye-popping numbers and chart toppers. There's no question about that. And in January, he even launched his first ever podcast worldwide. I know we got tons of people listening to us in the UK. It's top 3 in the UK. And then it went to top 10 in 32 countries after only 3 episodes. And what's really exciting is the news that he's returning to pop rock music, and he's been working on his new album diligently for the last 6 months. Pretty exciting. And the people that are working on this with him, big names that have produced some incredible work in the past with some big name artists too as well. So without further ado, he's in our virtual green room. Matt Goss, thanks so much for joining us.
Hello, Kate. It's lovely to see you. Thank you for having me.
So tell us, we got to dive right into this album first. What's that been like working on the album, and how excited are you for this to drop?
First of all, I'm excited about music being back in love with music, because at the beginning of COVID, I really found myself disengaged from music and more interested in the human condition. That's why I started my live Instagrams and actually connecting with my fans and their families in a different way. So I'm really happy to be back in love with music, but it took a good 6 months. I completely detached from music, but I think it's the album of my life and so far, and I'm super excited about it. I've gone back to commercial radio and commercial writing, so it's been, I'm very, very excited about it.
Yeah, and it's exciting, some of the people that have worked on this with you too. I mean, these are writers, co-writers, producers, mixers, etc., that have worked with the likes of Bruno Mars and Katy Perry and Madonna and U2. So, you know, that's all part of the mix, and you know that as an artist. And since you like to connect with people, what's it like to work with some of the biggest in the business?
I think it's so different to when I first started to write music. You used to be able to write a song that would be able to be 4 minutes long, 4.5 minutes long, and it went down to 3.5 minutes, and now we're about 3 minutes a song. So the challenge for me is to actually be able to write a commercial record that I can live with lyrically, melodically, that actually connects with an emotional intelligence. So, you know, I've got to go out around the world and promote that. So for me, I want to write music that still moves you emotionally. So that's the challenge, to try and cram that story within to a 3 minute 20 like universe. It's very, very difficult, but I've had a real good time doing it.
How do you know when you've nailed it? How do you know when hours and hours of working with other people, yourself, etc., and you have had to really, as you said, drill it down to a much shorter, you know, amount of minutes than you were comfortable with in the past? How do you know you nailed it?
I think first and foremost, you have to be prepared to undress your soul, emotionally be naked, and otherwise you can't expect your audience to come with you. If you don't tell the truth and you're not being honest about your life, and all the minutiae that goes into the intricacies of relationships and your life, then you can't expect the audience to come with you. So I think when you find a story and a melody that encapsulates the experience of what you're going through into contemporary melody and contemporary beats, I think it's just a feeling you have. I've had a few number one records in my day, and you have this certain feeling. Well, I do. I get a certain feeling when I'm at, that's a number one record. So I've had a few of those things. We have 10 songs on the album, and 9, I would be okay with any of those 9 being the first single.
Yeah. I mentioned about Wembley Stadium. What was that? Take us back to that feeling. I mean, you know this, Matt. People say all the time, like, oh, if you could be anything, what would it be? You know how many people say rock star, singer, crooner, have millions of adoring fans, and you have that. What was that like, that moment that you stepped on to the stage at that stadium?
There's a couple of moments that I call it the hit. So you come out and an energy-based person, so I really enjoy people's energy. But when you come out and you get 77 people at simultaneously having that outburst of emotion, you feel this literal wave of energy hit you in your chest. It's an indescribable feeling. My saxophone player, I remember Jim, I looked at him and I kind of like to snap my fingers. I'm like, Jim, play the part, because his mouth was open. I'm like, you've got to play. And it was just a beautiful feeling. If anyone's listening, if you've watched Bohemian Rhapsody, that's the venue when Freddie comes out. That's the venue that we played. And it was an incredible experience.
And you go from that to lots of other places that you've played, including Las Vegas, and you were just so popular on the Strip. I mean, 10 years. You don't get to do that if you're not at the top of the heap. You don't, because so many people want to play Vegas and want to be able to stay in Vegas and really plant. And you did that. You were even dubbed the new king of Las Vegas. What's it like to play Vegas?
I think that you have to, A, check your ego at the door, because the truth is about Vegas, it's probably the hardest city in the world to play, because there's simply so much choice. So the reality of coming out of, let's say, playing the Royal Albert Hall or Wembley, and then you come to Vegas, you know, one third of your audience has simply read a TripAdvisor review, and they're like, okay, entertain me. and it takes you back to that place where that's why you started, and hence you therefore start to learn your trade. I think Vegas taught me more about entertaining and the composure of entertaining than anywhere else in the world.
Yeah, I bet. And I lived in Vegas, so I know what you're talking about. You're right. That's what happens. People are looking for something, and they're going to be there with their arms folded, waiting to see what you're going to do for them.
And sometimes wearing flip-flops. And if you do wear flip-flops to my show, I give you a hard time.
That's really right. Do. Shoes. Wear shoes, please. Hey, I want to mention...
Bro, why are you wearing flip-flops in my show?
I want to mention this because you talked about getting that connection during COVID, and you actually did something wonderful. You recorded a version of If I Ain't Got You, and that was produced by Babyface, and it was released as a fundraiser. And that, of course, resulted in like 50,000 meals being delivered to some key frontline workers. That had to feel good.
Right. I love, to be honest with you, thank you for mentioning that, but I do love philanthropic work. I wrote the national anthem for Susan G. Komen. I lost my mother to cancer, and I'm an honorary captain in the American Army. I do a lot of work for the military, and also I just feel more alive when I have purpose. And during COVID, I just wanted, because I couldn't get my hands dirty and get in there, one of the things that I was hearing that they just needed food. So we did. We raised with Burger Bites, we helped raise enough money to create enough money for 50,000 meals. And it just gives me purpose and makes me feel like I'm doing more than just singing and entertaining.
So I mentioned your podcast and that it just, top 3 in the UK, and that was only 3 episodes, top 10 in 32 countries. And we have people, thousands of people listening to us, by the way, in the UK.
I'm trying to be like you, Kate.
I need the accent, though. You have to teach me the accent. But, I mean, seriously, I love the Brits, and the feeling is mutual. So tell me about the podcast.
The podcast really came from a place when I was doing Instagram Lives. I would go on my Instagram, which is just my name, Matt Goss. Follow me on Instagram. And I would just call 4 or 5 people, whether you were fans of mine or not fans of myself, and just I would have a conversation with you. And there was, fellas going through depression and mental health issues. And then I really got connected to it. I ended up having 300 guests, over 150 lives. And then so I thought, I want to keep this going. So I started my podcast, and we had the former Secretary of Homeland Security from the White House on. We had an incredible conversation with Kate Dalton, also a man called Larry Ruvo that is a philanthropist and has built a $16 billion business here in Vegas called Southern Wine, Glacier and Spirits. It's a very profound perspective. And my next guest, which is on Monday, he actually built the Center of Compassion in Stanford University. He's an incredibly interesting human being, and the chief benefactor is His Holiness Dalai Lama. So it's just a way that I can dig into the human condition and also play a song at the end of it, but just mainly conversation. A good interview should really be a conversation.
Oh, I so agree. It is about the conversation. And this has been a great conversation. We can't wait for the album to drop. When is that going to happen?
The plan is late March, early April, but we are about to do the first video and choose the first single and all that fun stuff. So, it's very exciting. But come and join me on my podcast as well. It'd be nice to have you listen to what we're doing and join us in the conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. And we want to tell everyone again, it's easy. It's just your name. Go look it up. Jump on that podcast. Terrific guests that you named. And you're really reaching a lot of people with your music and what you're doing with your podcast, too. Matt, it was really a pleasure to meet you. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
And thank you for having me. And God bless to all your listeners.
Absolutely. There's Matt Goss. And we're going to let him play us out. Hi,
this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm so pleased to take you to New Zealand for a conversation with Robert Marshall. He's written a book called Paradise Broken. And I have to tell you, we chatted a bit off the air. And in my mind, I'm thinking if I ever need to get a wild boar, I want Robert with me, because he told me a hair-raising story that we'll share with you as we go along here. But it's really interesting because he's got a great story to tell about the beauty of New Zealand, about being in the bush, about the things that you can hunt, the things that you can see. We know this. Listen, it's been on my bucket list for a long time, because I've heard, forget, no offense to our friends in Australia, but New Zealand is the place to go to, and make sure you go to New Zealand if you go to that part of the world. And for people listening to us, in all seriousness, in Australia, you know that too, and in New Zealand, you know some of the beautiful things that New Zealand has to offer when it comes to wildlife. So, Robert, yeah. Thanks so much for coming on.
Yeah. Yeah.
What made you write this book? Why did you write Paradise Broken?
Well, I was always going to write about all my hunting adventures and but at the time, there seemed to be quite a few books in that nature coming out in New Zealand, so I thought I'd do something a bit different, and that's how Paradise Broken got created,
I love that. I love that you waited. So you said, okay, let all those other blokes go and then come back to me. And you started hunting. Didn't you tell me you were like 5 years old? What was it like when you first went hunting?
It was pretty, you know, we were following Dad, you know, and when we got tired, he'd pick us up and carry us along. But we sort of just trudged along behind him all day. But as you get older, get a bit older, it becomes easier. But you learn a lot, you know, when you're little, and you go in there, and that's pretty. When I think back now, it was pretty inspirational for Dad to put that time in there, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Because you know, you and I talked about this too. When you think about the bush, especially, it's dangerous. I mean, it's beautiful, but it's dangerous, isn't it? Especially when you don't know what you're doing.
Absolutely. If you get things wrong in there, Kate, like, you know, the weather, or you slip and hurt yourself, it can be a world of hurt in there, you know. Like, but most of the time, if you're careful and know what you're doing, you're going to have a great time in the bush, you know. But you just got to be prepared.
You've got to be prepared for what you might meet. What is your favorite thing to hunt? What do you like to hunt the most?
I love hunting stags, you know. In New Zealand, we have a roar about the deer all roar, you know, because it's mating time, around, you know, April, end of March, April. And just to hear a stag roar, because our bush is very dense in the North Island and very, very steep in a lot of the country. And when you get a big stag roaring in that bush, his bellow just bellows out, and it's just so, it just about runs a chill up your spine, you know. You know, it's pretty exciting stuff, you know.
And, boy, no kidding. So when you talk about doing that, you know, in the States, and I know other places, what's so big is venison and the jerky and the process afterwards.
Absolutely, and our venison, you know, we just love eating our venison, and the best bits are the back steaks along the back of the deer, and they're just beautiful. We just, like, we'll just take them down and fry them up at camp, you know.
I bet. That does sound good. So you told me a story about boar. We were talking about boar and wild boar, that I think there's a confusion about what wild boar are. So first of all, describe what they're like, but also the biggest one that you ever saw or hunted down.
Yeah, well, in New Zealand, our wild pigs are they've got long noses, and they've got sleek bodies, big shoulders, and they've got big shields on them. Some of them be an inch and a half thick, you know, because they fight each other. And they're just such a sleek, majestic animal, and they can run like they can outrun a dog, you know. And they've got an incredible sense of smell. So they're really quite exciting to hunt because they're quite a challenge, you know, because pigs are a very intelligent animal, and they're quite exciting to hunt, you know. So it's sort of more the chase, you know. Yeah.
So more the chase. And you chased down one that was how big, did you tell me?
Yeah, he was 200 pounds, yes. He was a sleek, mean machine. Yeah. No, he was a great pig. We were after him for a long time before we actually caught him because he was so clever, you know.
Yeah. What, you know, actually, this is kind of a good thing to ask you. Sometimes people encounter them, not just in New Zealand and other places, and let's say you're not hunting and you're not armed. What do you do to get away from a boar?
You climb a tree, Kate, real quick.
I bet. Because you're not going to get up the tree.
Yeah, you have to get up there quick, yeah.
Wow. When you laid out Paradise Broken, was it fun for you to write this book and tell all these different stories?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. And once you get in the zone of writing it down, you've got to be in the right mind when you start writing, because some days you can't write at all and other days you can. And once you get going, you can sort of get a bit of a flow on, you know.
Yeah.
I just started writing the book after work, you know, and we did a bit each night and that. And as it developed, it got more interesting, and that's why. And then, you know, because we started in 2013, and I never finished it till probably until 2018, I think it was, yes.
Wow. What do your friends say about Paradise Broken?
They like it, yeah. And there was quite a lot of encouragement, you know, them liking it, because if they didn't like it, I wouldn't have written it, you know. So it was really quite encouraging, them liking it.
Yeah. Isn't that part of hunting, is the camaraderie with the people that you hunt with?
Yeah, absolutely, Kate, and you meet some wonderful people in the bush, you know. It was just recently, on one of my recent hunting trips, I met a great American guy in the right back in the wilderness. He would be in his very late 60s. He had a crook hip, and he had walked for 2 days to get into this river and to go fishing, and his name is Joe, and he was a submarine commander, and he lives in Florida. And it was just such a pleasure to meet him, you know. I said to him, "Oh, do you know Tiger Woods?" And he said he did. So that was pretty cool.
No kidding. And he was 2 days, as you said, and he was going fishing. Do you fish very much? Is that part of your agenda?
I do a lot of trout fishing. When I was younger, in the 30s to 40s, I did a lot of game fishing up in the top of the North Island. And went out to the Three Kings and that, and I really enjoyed that. You know, that was a great, great time, yeah.
Yeah. You know, you talk about the island, and for people to give them a sense of that, where is your favorite place to go on the island of some of your best adventures and what you really, really enjoyed that was just the top of the heap?
Yeah, it would be Fiordland, because when we went into Fiordland, you got to cart all your food. Well, we're in there 14 days. And you've got to carry all your food on your pack, on the back of your pack, and you've only got 2 changes of clothes, because you've got to keep everything pretty light. So at night you've got to take off your wet clothes and put your little dry ones on, because you only got the 2 sets, and it rains all the time in there, and it's really cold. But it was quite a challenge, and like you said before, it's a camaraderie in there, and it's such big, beautiful country, you know. It's just so inspiring to be in there, you know.
And so you liked it, yeah. I mean, I'm just painting a picture in my mind of what that must be like. And when people read Paradise Broken, which you can get on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever great books are sold, Robert Marshall's book, of course, what do you hope the takeaway is?
Well, I just hope they get a good sense of New Zealand wilderness, because we want all you guys to come down here. and I hope they enjoy the book, you know. I think they will mostly, you know.
Yeah, and I can just see now, thanks to Robert, a lot of people in New Zealand will be after you, because you'll see a lot of Americans who are going to have your book in their backpack, and they'll be walking around with a compass trying to figure out where they are.
That'll be great.
I love it. I love the title, too, Paradise Broken. I mean, the adventures, and that's what it's about. And we barely scraped the surface. There's so many great stories in the book that you can read. And like I said, you can pick it up wherever great books are sold, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, etc. Yep. Robert, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you very much, Kate, for your time and talking to me about Paradise Broken.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Pouty Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.